Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kritot, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Bet. This will be our penultimate podcast of Masachet Kritot, looking at Mishnah Vav of the sixth parak. Afrish Shnei Slaim La Asham. The normal price for an Asham, as the Torah prescribes it, is 2 Slaim of Kesef. If you set aside that amount of money, Lakach Ben Shnei Elim La Asham, and you were able to buy 2 rams at that price. If one of them was then worth 2, Yikrav La Ashamo, offer it up. Ashani Yirad Shistayev, let the other one graze, get a mum, Vimacheri Vudo Nundavan, the money goes to the Nundavan. Lakach Ben Shnei Elim L'Chulin, let's say you took the money and you used it for Chulin and you bought 2 rams. Echad Yafesh Shnei Slaim, Echad Yafesh Sarazuz. One is worth 2 Slaim, the other one is worth 5 Slaim. That's basically what it would come out to. The other one is worth 2 Slaim and a quarter. Alright, so we'll, because a Zuz is a quarter of a Selah, so 10 of them is 2 and a quarter. Hayafesh de Slaim Yikrav La Ashamo. Zuz is worth 4. There's 4 Zuz in a Selah, so 10 is going to be 2 and a quarter. Which is the exact amount of the mi'ilah. Now you use this money for your own purposes, so you're chayav mi'ilah. So what do? Ayafesh tei slaim yikrav l'ashamo. Take the one ram that's worth 2 slaim and bring it as your asham. Vasheni l'mi'ilato. And the second one you bring as your korban mi'ilah, because it's now worth that value, which is the 2 slaim that you misspent, and the chomesh, which is another quarter. Remember that a chomesh is always a chomesh in the aggregate, which turns out to be a quarter. Echad asham echad l'chulin. Let's say you bought 2, and one was an asham, one was chulin. Imayashal asham yafesh de slaim. So if the asham one was worth the proper amount, yikrav l'ashamo. Vasheni l'mi'ilato. You can use the other one for your mi'ilah, v'yavi ima selah v'chumsha. And then you have to add in so that it has the proper amount, meaning you could pay your mi'ilah partially through the value of the korban mi'ilah and partially through the extra money you give. Now, my mi'ilato, what does mi'ilato mean here? Tani reish vashin li mi'ilato. Ile ma'el asham, if you talk about the ram, remember the chomesh padi ayo ma'itile, you bring the chomesh with the ram. You have to pay what you took plus a chomesh. You bring it with the money, not with the lamb, with the ram. Bringing the ram as the meila, and then bringing the difference in money. So you see that you bring the chomesh with the money. What does mi'ilato mean? The amount of that you got benefit of. And so that would be when you had shtei slaim, you set it for an asham, you took 2 for chulin. The afesh shtei slaim makriv le'el asham, the one that's worth 2, you bring it as the asham. The afesh sarazuz, the one that's worth 2 and a quarter, yaiv le lemai di tani mehekdesh. That is 2 plus the quarter. Avileg zelo v'chumsho. My mi'ilato, so therefore what does mi'ilah mean in that context? Zelo. Ramayu came to the mi'ilato de resha. What do we say? Mi'ilah meant in the resha? Zelo, the payback. Ema seifa, echad le'asham, v'echad l'chulin. In the seifa, when you used one for an asham and one for chulin, v'hayash al-asham, v'fesh tei slaim, v'krav l'ashamo, which we think means the asham that you originally owed. V'asheni le'mi'ilah, v'avim ha'esal v'chumsha, amma mi'ilato el-asham. So the mi'ilah is the korban, not the money. So reisha kari le'mi'ilato gzelo. So the Mishnah is using confusing or mixed verbiage in which it refers to mi'ilah in the first half as the money and the second one as the ayil. So the answer is reisha dehavile ayil ruban karen v'chumsho. In the reisha where the ram itself is the whole payment, the karen and the chomesh. So the mi'ilah is a reference to the payback. Save lohavile ruban karen v'chomesh. In the seifa, that's not the case because you used one of them for the asham. Ayil asham mi'ilato. The ayil is called the mi'ilah. We have v'imasel v'chumashan. You have to bring the makeup money. Okay, barav menashe bagada. But kinus chumashin maoshit kaper. What happens if you have a bunch of mi'ilot and you save up the chumashin and together they make enough to bring a ram? Can you use that? This may be a case of being mitkaper b'shevach hektesh, which means that, and we'll see an example of this in a minute, that when you, let's say, got an animal at a certain value, and then the animal increased in value, you can use that increase, like a vlad. Because you're working to make it better. Here you didn't do any work, it just went up in value. Or even if you say you can't be in kapper b'shev hakdesh mishum de lafreshe, because you didn't set it aside. Well, haden kinus chumashin. Here it's chumashin that you put together to afreshe. You can be in kapper. Maybe you could. The ibiluhu, because the following question appears, and what we're saying is that the solution to this question will not solve ours. Mikaper b'shev hakdesh lo. Let's see. Toshma mafrish shnei slaim lasham lakach ben shnei ilim lasham. Doesn't it mean that you bought for four? And it went up to eight, meaning it went up just because market value went up. So you bought two Elim for the price of four, and now you have... But you bought two elim, sorry, for the price of one, and now they're worth more. The fact that you could use one for your aisle means you could use shev hachektish. So lo achmeskin de ozel ro egabe. Here we're talking about a case where the guy gave you a good price. You didn't buy under market value. The guy gave you a good price, meaning market hadn't gone down or up. But the roez, your friend, he gave you a good price. The shepherd. Toshma lakach ayo basela. So now let's try Shevach Hektish this way. You bought an aisle for one sela, and you fattened it up, and you made it worth two. Kasher. That's not fair, because lo pit moshani, in that case, fattening him up, hachasel etmanyo, you used money. So you ended up using eight zuzim here, and that got you the shtei slaim, part in payment and part in your own work for it. Toshma, let's keep trying. Lakach ayel besela v'harehu b'shtayim. If you bought one for one, and now it's worth two, kasher. Like in our Mishnah, that's also a case where it got more worth more because you fattened it up. So that's the same as the ratio. Ratio is of arba ashpache arba achridi dechaser le tamanya. That case is where you spent one sela, four zoos, and then you spent another four zoos to fatten them up. In the end, you end up spending up to eight. Sefer is Zavin Ayel Ba'arba Va'ashpache Bitvata V'Shavitvanya. And the other, the second case is where you bought him for four, you added another three, and it went up one more because there was a market rise. Yachim Sefer Yishalem Sela. But in that, in that case, it said you have to add a Sela. Hachasole Zayin, what are you talking about? You already paid 7/8, you should only have to pay a Zuz. So my shalem tashlum the sela doesn't mean you have to pay a whole sela. It means you have to make up the second sela because you didn't spend a full two slaim on this. How does it help to add in that extra tashlum? You need an aisle worth two and you don't have it. So yeah, the answer is the because you could certainly use sheva chaktesh for kapara. So why do you have to add that extra quarter? So people shouldn't think that you could buy an inexpensive ram. So my havi alah, this is a gzera. Toshma, let's see. B'shata frashay efesela, if when you're mafreshit, it's worth one. Shad kapar efes shtei slaim, but when you bring it to the mikdash, it's worth two. Yatsat, that's good. So you see, shevach hektish works. So he asked that question. Rabbi Yochanan, kama shanim gadal ze benenu. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe said, Rabbi Elazar's been with us for quite a while. He didn't hear from me the rule. So Rabbi Yochanan had said, obviously it said, yes, you could use Shevach Hektish. And he said it about this. Vlad Toda Utmurata. We had this back in Tmura. If a Toda gives birth, or you do a Tmura on a Toda, you got a replacement Toda. None of them need Lechem. If you found the original one, or you, whichever one you bring you, the second one. And he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Loshanu elachar kapar, the vlad in taun lechem. It's only if you already brought the other one that the vlad doesn't need lechem. Fne kapar taun lechem. If you're bringing it beforehand, then it needs lechem. Amakasavin kapar shevachektish. So obviously you're able to use shevachektish because the vlad is shevachektish. So that was what Rabbi Elazar had asked. Rabbi Yochanan was surprised that Rabbi Elazar had not heard it in his Beit Midrash yet. By Rabbi Elazar, Balecha yinidachinolo. can there be dichui to a live animal? And this we know is a famous machlokot of Yochanan and Rav in the context of Yom Kippur. So Yochanan, harikamashin gadel zebinenu. Again, Rabbi Elazar has been around for a while. V'lo shama lachazu many, he didn't hear me rule. And we know Rabbi Yochanan's position is balei chayim ar nidachim. Michlad Rabbi Yochanan amra'in. Amara'in, the Amar Biyochanan, Bimashal Shnei Shutfin, famous halacha, two partners own an animal. Hiktish Chetzia, one guy was Maktish his half, which of course is nothing except for Domim. Chazar Alaka Chetzia, and then he bought the other half from his partner, Miktishan, and is Maktish the other half. Kadosh Shavina Kreva, it's Kadosh, but can't be offered. Because there was Dichui at the point where you're Maktish half. Vyosa Tmura, it's strong enough to make a Tmura, Utmarata Kayotseba, and the Tmura has the same deen of Kadosh Shavina Kreva. Meaning kedushat damim. Shema min atlat. There's three things you learn from here. Shema min bal lechaim nidachim. That's the first thing, and that's what Rabbi Elazar asked. That there's dichui while an animal's alive. Shema min kedushat damim. It should be dichui biikara. There can be dichui before you start because kedushat damim and dichui damim are the same thing. So yesh dichui biikara means that dichui can be without it ever having been fit. You don't have to be fit and then rejected. Even kedusha damim has dichui. Okay, by Rabbi Elazar. Next question: Huzalut fa'im ba'olam mahu? What happens if all the rams went down in price? Do we say you just have to bring the best that you can, and that's the best you can? Odil ma kesef shkalim by nevaleika. You have to spend 2 slaim for an asham, in which case you can't bring an asham. Slightly different formulation. How long have we been together in the Beit Midrash and haven't heard this halacha? Velo? What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan himself quoted Rashbi as saying, why didn't the Torah give an amount of how much mechusrei kapara have to bring? Unlike for an asham. Like a zava, because Shema used lutlaim, because maybe the price will go down. And then they'll never be able to eat kodshim. In other words, the implication is that if the Torah gives a set value, that's how much you have to spend. And if you can't find a ram at that price, then there's just no way that you could ever do the korban. And therefore, if Mechusrei Kapara had that particular restriction, they'd never be able to eat kodshim. So Ema lo limdanu halachazet. So don't say that Rabbi Yochanan said, we never heard it. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, heard it and said it. He said, I never taught it. But Rabbi Zeira used to review all of what he learned from Rabbi Yochanan every 30 days in front of him. So, of course, everything he taught was reviewed all the time in the Beit Midrash. The answer is, Eim alon nitpaksha halachazum min Beit Midrash. It means nobody ever asked me this question. Okay, Gufa Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rashbi Menei Malon Atorak Tzvam Chusrei Kapara. So this is what Blaim Emem Takana Vachol Bekodshim. So Matkif Labaye, here's a kafta to this notion that they never be able to eat. Miata Chatat Chelev Yaten La Kitzva. So if that's the case, the Torah should have given an amount for Chatat Chelev. Because the Chapara Velav Lishter Bechalad Kodshim Hu. After all, the regular Chatat is for Kapara, just like an Hashem. So why didn't the Torah give an amount? So Hashem Nazo should have the same thing. It's not coming for kapara. Hashem Nazir means Hashem Nazir Tamei, because it really serves no purpose. So let it have an amount. Kasha. Okay. We will do one more little piece here. Hamafrish Chatato Umate. The next Mishnah. If a person is mafrish a chatat, then he dies. We know the rule, that's one of the chatat metot. Lo yivyanu ben al tachtav, his son can't bring it in his place. Lo yivyanu mi chet al chet, you also can't bring a chatat from one chet to another. Meaning, you thought you ate dam, you set aside a korban, and then it turns out you didn't, or you wanted this one for the chelev you ate. You can't do that. Afili fish al chelev shachal emesh, you can't even bring it for the same chait, two different instances. The korban has to be for the chait, korban has to be set aside for a particular chatat. Okay, manahanimili, where do we know this? From Tanur Banan. Korbano, who yotse, then yotse be korban aviv. You have to use your own korban for a chait, not your father's. Maybe that only means when father set it aside for some light thing. And you then did a more serious thing. Rechamura la kala, or vice versa. Aval yotzei bekorban shifrit shaviv min hakala la kala la chamura la chamura. But if they're both of the same level of severity, maybe you could. Talmud lomar korbano. We have korbano again. Bekorbano yotzei ve'ena yotzei bekorbano shel aviv. The word korbano shows up several times in the context of chatat. Maybe you can't use your father's korban even for something in the same range that we get. Let's say that a father was a nazir, it set aside animals for his nazirut, and then died, and you're a nazir, you can't use his animals. Aval, if you remember from the Mishnah's nazir, father set aside money for a chatat, maybe you could use it even if your chait was more severe, or minachamor alakala, or less severe. Sharei adam agalech zirutav al ma'ot shifish aviv isman shin stumin. A person may use his father's money that he set aside for nazirut if he died, and the money wasn't yet distinct as this is for the chatat, this is for the asham, this is for the olah, this is for the asham, this is for the shlamim. Again, you can never use your father's korban or money set aside for your father's korban. Okay, you can't use your father's, but what about your own korban? Let's say you set it aside for a light thing, and then you end up violating a serious thing, or vice versa. Meaning, ad shehei l'shem chatat. You have to have that korban set aside for the same chatat you're going to bring it for. Yachol etzev korban atzmo mehema shifrish atzmo afidun akal ala kalam rechamur ala chamura shkei frish behema al chelev v'yal adam al adam v'yal al chelev. Why? Sharei lo ma'al v'lo kiper. We'll see what that means. Aval yotzev ma'ot shifrish atzmo akal ala kalam rechamur ala chamura. So you can't bring an animal that you set aside for one chait, even if it's the same level of chait for something else, but maybe you could do it for the money. And the point here being is that the money has sanctity to it already, and there's me'ilah there. It has to be for his chait. As I mentioned, that phrase of loma av lo kiper is going to be explained. My lo av lo kiper. Since you can't be moral in this animal, there's no kapora. That's why you can't change from one animal to the other. Maot hektesh is always me'ilah. Since if you were to use it differently, that would be considered me'ilah, and you have to bring korban me'ilah, so maybe you could l'chatchila bring it. Kamash malan, you can't, and all of that long brayta was there to support the ruling in the Mishnah that a chatat must be from the animal or money set aside for the animal for that particular chait that you're going to be bringing. Okay, we'll meet with the final podcast in Kretot in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.